Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. Jesus paid the price. Now I'm sold out.
I told you I have an agenda.
Ngitshelile ukuthi ngine agenda.
To recruit you into the army of the living God.
Empini yenkosi.
Rande oh Jesus. Play it, brother. Hallelujah. Thy will be done. Jesus' mighty name. Matthew chapter 9 from verse 35.
Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd.
Because they were?
Weary.
Weary. The word weary means tired.
Igama weary lisho ukukhathazeka.
Or tired out.
Or ukukhathazeka ngaphansi.
Or are becoming worn out. Hallelujah. And they were scattered abroad. Meaning they were living aimlessly and without purpose in this life. Hallelujah. Can you push your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you here? You've gone home already. What are they saying? What are they saying? I like my youth. Let me stand next to you. Youth, put your hands together for yourselves. Hallelujah. Now, this was a problem for our Lord, wasn't it? The Bible says he had compassion. In other words, his heart was broken because of the status of the sheep. They were tired, becoming worn out in their walk with God, in their faith. And the reason for this was because they had no shepherd. In other words, they didn't have somebody who cared for them. They didn't have somebody who would worry about them to ensure that they remain in their journey with God and maintain a strong walk with God. Hallelujah. Many Christians are becoming tired. Yesterday morning I had a dream. And in this dream that I dreamt, I saw something very worrying. I saw a church. And this church was doing very wrong things. And the reason why they were doing these wrong things is because they were sinning so much that the man of God was trying to stop them sinning by making them sin. If that makes sense. The solution to stopping them sin
ukuba bayeke ukwenza lokho
was a worldly solution.
Kwakukhulu kakhulu.
And as a result, the God's people were continuing to sin.
Isizathu salokho baqhubeka benza ukona.
Now as I was seeing this,
ngathi ngubona lokho.
When I first looked at it,
ngenkathi ngubona okokuqala.
It looked okay.
Kwabeku kuhle.
But when I woke up from the dream,
kodwa mangivuke ephushweni.
And scriptures began flooding my mind.
Izwi liqale lize.
And I realized that this thing is wrong.
Ngabona ukuthi lokho akulungile.
And so what is happening in the body of Christ?
Kwenzakalana emzimbeni kaNkuluNkulu.
Is that the church is becoming more and more carnal.
Ibandla liya ngokuwa.
And more wealthy.
Liya futhi ngokukhulu.
These types of messages I'm preaching.
Imiyalezo le ngifundisa.
Are
ikhona.
And are scarce.
Eni ayikho ningi.
Where a man of God, a woman of God,
lapho indoda nendoda
will be convincing you
itshela wena
to participate in the work of God.
Ufaka uhlanganyele endlini kaNkuluNkulu.
I've been reading the writings of Paul a lot.
Ngifunda imfundiso kaPaulo kakhulu.
And what is coming up?
Ilupho kuvelayo.
Paul said,
uPaulo uthi,
that I'm paying a big price.
Ngithumela ka nginikela ngomzimba.
So that God's people
ukuba abantu baNkuluNkulu
can be perfected.
Bekwazi ukuphumelela.
Perfected doesn't mean that they become wealthy.
Ukuphelela kusho ukuthi kumele bebe rich.
Perfected doesn't mean that they have the biggest houses.
Akusho ukuthi banezindlu ezinkulu.
Perfected means that they become involved in the work of the ministry.
Ukuphelela kusho ukuthi kumele behlanganyele emsebenzini kaKristu.
Jesus met a wealthy young man.
UJesu wahlangana nendoda ecebile.
And the Lord said to him,
iNkosi yathi kuye,
if you want to be perfect,
uma ufuna ukuphelela.
Tell him if you want to be perfect,
uma ufuna ukuphelela.
The Lord said to him, go and sell everything
you have. Inkosi yathi kuye, hamba uthengise konke onakho.
And come and follow me.
Ubuye uzongilandela.
Come get involved in what I'm doing.
Uze uhlanganyele nalokho engikwenzayo.
Let's do this work together.
Senze lo msebenzi sonke.
But many Christians,
kodwa bazalona abaningi,
come to church for what can I get?
Beza ebandleni bezobheka ukuthi bazotholana.
Very few come to church for what can I give?
Bancane bezayo bathi mina ngizokwenza ini?
And as a result,
isizathu salokho,
we have a pandemic,
sinesifo,
a phenomenon
esingalapheki
of lack of shepherds.
Leso esiqosha ama shepherds.
Because everybody is concerned about themselves.
Ngoba wonke umuntu ungaye.
Everybody is only concerned about their lives.
Wonke umuntu ngempilo yakhe.
Nobody will dedicate and give themselves wholeheartedly.
Oyinikela ngokuphelela.
For the work of God.
Emsebenzini kaNkuluNkulu.
And me, I'll preach this message even if I remain with 5 of you in the church.
Ngizoshumayela noma ngabe ningasala nibe bahlanu.
And after this 5 I'll keep preaching.
Mangabe futhi nisebahlanu ngizoqhubeka ngishumayele.
One day Jesus was preaching.
Ngelinye ilanga uJesu wayeshumayela.
And he said,
wathi,
that I am the bread that came from heaven.
Ngisinkwa esivela ezulwini.
If you eat my flesh you are eating real food.
Uma udla inyama udla
isikhathi. If you drink my blood you are drinking real drink.
Uma uphuza igazi lami uphuza udrink wangempela.
The people said, what nonsense is this?
Bantu thini ke lo?
And his church was only 12 people was left in his church.
Ibandla lakhe linabantu abayishumi nambili abasele.
And he looked at the 12 people and I said, will you also leave?
Wabuka laba wathi nani nizohamba?
And Peter said, Lord, where will you go? Where will we go?
Thina sizoyapi?
Because you have the words of life.
Ngoba unamazwi okuphila.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is important.
Kubalekile.
That you as a child of God.
Wena njengomntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
Grow.
Khula.
To become a shepherd.
Ube umelusi.
In other words, you must grow.
Ngamanye amazwi kumele ukukhule.
To become involved.
Uhlanganyele.
In this work that we are doing.
Kulo msebenzi esiwenzayo.
Hallelujah. So last week I told you.
Ngeviki edlule ngutshelile.
That to become a shepherd.
Ukuba umelusi.
First and foremost.
Okokuqala.
You have to fall in love.
Kumele ube sothandweni.
With God's house.
Nendlu kaNkuluNkulu.
You have to fall in love with the church.
Kumele ube sothandweni nebandla.
It's extremely important.
Kubaluleke kakhulu.
You You can't do this thing by feelings.
Ngeke ukwenze lokho ngemizwa.
Are you listening to me?
Ungilalele.
It is a commitment.
Kuhlangahlangene.
I say this so many times.
Ngisho lokho kaningi.
And at the risk of repeating myself again and again.
Kulokho ukuthi ngiphindaphinde.
When I was getting married.
Ngenkathi ngishada.
When my wife and I went for marriage counseling.
Unkosikazi wami masiya naye kwi counseling.
The marriage counselors told us.
Basitshela ukuthi
that the feeling of love.
Bathi imizwa yothando.
Ooh, I'm in love.
So thandweni.
When you're at work, I'm thinking about my wife.
Mawusemsebenzini ucabanga.
I'm thinking about my husband.
Ngicabanga ngomyeni wami.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Awukwazi lokho engikhuluma ngakho.
With time,
is cut.
Those feelings will become less.
Leyo mizwa iya ngokwehla.
I said, what?
Ngathi kwenzakalani?
I said to them, what are you talking about?
Ngathi uthini?
I said, I like these feelings.
Ngathi ngiyayithanda nje le mizwa.
What do you mean they will become less?
Uthini mawuthi izokwehla?
Over time I realized.
Makhamba isikhathi ngabona.
That it becomes more about commitment.
Kuya kuba
loyalty.
Kuba kuyabambeka.
So whether I feel like it or don't feel like
noma
she's my wife.
Noma ngaba
whether I feel like it or don't, I love her.
Ngiyamuzwa ora ngimuzwa ngiyamthanda.
So we have to have that level of commitment.
Kumele sibe nalokho.
When it comes to the house of God.
Mawuza endlini kaNkuluNkulunkulu.
And when it comes to the work of God.
Mawuza futhi emsebenzini kaNkuluNkulunkulu.
Many of us.
Abaningi bethu.
We are moved by feelings.
Sinyakaziswa imizwa.
Today I don't feel like.
Namhlanje angizwe ngathi ngisesontweni.
Like going to church.
Ngathi ngiyakhona.
See, you are controlled by feelings.
Vumela imizwa.
You have not committed yourself.
Awuyihlanganisi nje.
Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Today, for a very short time.
Namhlanje esikhathini esifishane.
In how to become a shepherd.
Uba kanjani ngumelusi?
I think this is point number 2 in this series.
Lesibili leli.
To become a shepherd,
ukuba umelusi,
you must understand.
Kumele uqonde.
That being a shepherd,
ukuthi ukuba umelusi,
is a natural stage of development.
Into eyenzakalayo mawukhula.
It is a natural stage of development.
Izigaba okhula kuzona.
Read for me Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12.
Kuma Hebrew chapter 5 ku verse 12.
Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. Hebrews
chapter 5 and verse 12.
Are we there? Are you reading for me?
Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone.
By this time.
Ngokuba ngalesikhathi.
You ought to be.
Bekufanele.
In other words, there's an expectation.
Khona bekulindelekile.
That by a certain time
ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi
you ought to be in a certain level
yobe kumele ngabukwe enye izinga.
God has that expectation from each and every single one of us seated here.
UNkulunkulu ubheke lokho kithina ngabanye ngabanye.
That from the day that we got born again.
Ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi sizalwa kabusha.
We keep growing.
Siyakhula.
And we keep growing.
Sikhula.
And we keep growing.
Sikhula.
And we keep growing.
Sikhula.
In the Lord.
Enkosini.
Many people are growing in their careers, but are not growing in the Lord. Many people are becoming good parents, but they are not growing in the Lord. For the time, yeah,
you ought to be teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone to teach you again the first principles.
So the Bible says, by the time I expected that you are now have become a teacher, you rather are still being taught. In other words, you are not developing. And this is a serial problem that we face in the house of God. And this is why we have so few shepherds. Because we are not developing into our next stage in our growth. And one of the stages is becoming a shepherd, where you become involved in the work. Because the work of God is heavy. It's heavy.
Read
for me Matthew
28.
Take it from verse 18.
Verse 18.
I want to show you how heavy the work of God is.
Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. And Jesus came.
Just 1 second. I still see some Bibles turning. Matthew 28.
Matthew 28.
From verse 18. Yes, ma'am.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations."
Make disciples of who? What is a nation?
Yin
is
Zizwe.
Huh? Now, what's a nation? A nation.
Zizwe.
It's a country, isn't it? Like, so if they ask you, what is your nationality? In other words, which nation do you come from? Which means, which country do you come from? Now, Jesus is saying we must do what?
We must make disciples of all the nations.
Of all the nations. Not the one that you are in. All of them.
Zonke.
Are you getting it?
We are taller.
It means that this work we are doing here, it has to impact the whole world. The whole world.
Umhlaba wonke.
That's the mandate.
Yilokho kubekwe.
The whole world.
Umhlaba wonke.
The whole world.
Umhlaba wonke.
The whole world.
Umhlaba wonke.
Now how can one person reach the whole world?
Umuntu oyedwa ke ngahamba kanjani umhlaba?
We need many people to be involved.
Sidinga abantu abaningi ukuba babe khona.
Because one person can only be at one place at one time.
Ngoba umuntu oyedwa uzoba endaweni eyodwa ngesikhathi esisodwa.
But for us to reach the whole world, in this church we must have more shepherds. In this church we must have more pastors. In this church we must have more prophets, more evangelists. Not just so that you just carry shoulders. Evangelist France. And then now you are thinking, hallelujah.
We are figuring now with your hallelujah.
But you must be on fire. And you must be sendable. So that you can have an impact everywhere. Am I talking to somebody? So you have to understand that if you are not becoming a shepherd, it means that you have stopped your growth. Read for me 2 Timothy chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. And 6. Let's take it from verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1.
Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
Verse 9 is what we're looking for. Yes.
Who saved us and called us.
Now wait. Now look at this process.
Buka kulendlela.
Who saved us?
Ubani osisindisile?
How many are saved? Lift up your hand if you are saved.
Bangaka basindisiwe phamsana izandla.
See, powerful. He has saved us.
Usindisi.
What happened after that?
And called us.
And he called us.
Wasibiza.
Continue.
With a holy calling.
Mm-hmm.
Not according to our works.
Not according to our works. This is the most extremely important part. But what?
But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
Amen. Put your hands together for the word of God. So the Bible says that first and foremost he saved us.
Usisindisile.
But that's not the end.
Akagcinanga lapho.
After saving us,
esisindisile,
he's calling us.
Wasibiza.
Calling us for what?
Esibizelana.
To get involved in the work that he's doing.
I like it
because Paul specifies. Not according to our works. But according to his own purpose. Because some people can get confused.
And
think that they work the work that they wake up to go do Monday to Friday is the purpose of God. There is a work that he expects you and I to do, which is simply put, winning souls and keeping them in the kingdom until he returns. Can you push your neighbor and say, yeah, we don't allow sleeping. It's illegal, illegal. Push them. I want you to see you pushing them.
Angubona umthinta.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. He first saved us.
Wasisindisa kuqala.
Many people are living in the glory of being saved.
Abaningi bahlala emuseni wokusindiswa.
But are not taking heed to the call.
Kodwa bakuthathi bekuse phambili.
He's called you. And he has called you. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. He has called you. He wants you to participate. He wants you to get involved. Many people are perishing. Many people are dying. Many people are going to hell. So the Lord wants you. Let's come and work. Let's save people. Let's teach people. Let's encourage people to remain in this faith. To keep their fire for God. To not give up. He has called us.
Usibizile.
Are you listening to me, somebody?
Ungilalele.
Now, one of the problems
inkinga zethu
that happens.
Ezenzakalayo.
Oyama, come here quickly. Put your hands together for us.
Ngishayele izandla sasondela.
Let me make an example with you.
Ichinganze ngayisibonela.
Oh Lord. Now, this is the same example I made on Saturday.
isibonelo esicishe sifane.
I want my daughter to grow, isn't it?
Ngifuna indodakazi yami
ikhule. All of us want our children to grow.
Sifuna abantwana bethu bakhule.
And one of the things that a child needs to grow, like all of us,
izinto ayidinga emntwaneni,
is food, isn't it?
Ukudla.
Now, normally we eat 3 times a day.
Sinokudla kathathu ngelanga.
So what if I say that I want a growing to be fast?
Ngifuna sizile.
Like you see how high she is now.
Uyambona ungakanani manje.
How long will it take for her to get to my height?
Uzothatha isingakhatha singakanani
ukuthi. How old are you?
Uneminyaka emingaki?
5.
Now, how old will it take for her to get to my height? Uzothatha
singakanani ukuba afike kimi.
Huh? 16 years roughly. But I want her to grow to my height by next year.
Ngifuna afike kimi ngonyaka ozayo.
So I decide to feed her 10 times a day.
Nginqume ukumopha ukudla kayi 10 ngelanga.
What's going to happen?
Kuzokwenzakala.
Is she going to What's going to happen?
Uzokwenza njani?
She will rather grow this direction.
So by his dude.
Now Now tell me, is it good when she grows this way?
Kuhle mayekhula kanjalo.
That's why she'll be susceptible to diseases and what have you.
Ingakho uzothola ama diseases na.
Isn't it? Now for many Christians,
abazalwana abaningi,
instead of them growing like this,
esikhulu so babaye phezulu.
They are growing like this.
Baye maceleni.
One of the reasons why we grow like this
Ingane sikhulele maceleni
is too much food,
ukudla okuningi,
too little exercise,
ne exercise encane.
Am I in church or are we
ngisesontweni?
Are we in the right? Did we come to the right church today?
Ngise kulona kodwa.
So we feed Christians.
Siyabapha abazalwane.
We feed them.
Siyabapha.
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 Sunday after Sunday, week after week, month after month, year after year, we are being fed.
Siyakhula.
But you are not exercising.
Kodwa awuyilolongi.
What we are feeding you,
lokho esikupha
khona, you are not putting it into practice.
Awukuthathi uyilolonge
ngakho. So all you are doing,
konke okwenzayo,
spiritually, you are just becoming obese.
Uyafukhumala.
And in the natural, you get diseases like diabetes and what have you.
Zifo so.
In the spirit, you get diseases like pride.
Nokuyiqhatsha.
So after a person's been fed and fed and fed, because they are not getting involved, they are just becoming proud.
Kuba nokuyiqhenya.
You can't tell them anything anymore.
Usatshele lutho lutho.
When I tell my story,
mangitshela indaba yami.
I know this one.
Angiyamazi ke lo uqalile.
Even now all my stories now.
Wazi zonke indaba zami.
I can't surprise you anymore.
Angeke ngiyasazi ukusaphe.
You become big.
Ungabe uyakhokhuma.
Thank you, God bless you. Put your hands together.
Siyabonga.
And you'll just be sitting.
Usuhleli nje. Uzamula kuphela.
You no longer impressed in church, you no longer impressed.
Awusajabulisi.
And you're busy criticizing and checking mistakes and
that.
It's because you are becoming spiritually obese.
Ingoba uyakhukhumala.
You see, when we're watching sports,
masibuke ezemidlalo.
The one who is inside the field,
wena ophakathi egrounding,
feels the pressure.
Wena ozubunzima.
He wants to pass so that his friend can score.
Ufuna ukuphasa ukuthi umgqaba
akho. But he's feeling 3, 4, 5 people around him.
Kodwa uzabantu abaningi bekubhekile.
You are sitting in the stand.
Wena uhleli phezulu.
Uthi inkomo.
Uthi uyadlisa lo ya.
It's a cow, that one.
Inkomo leya.
You are talking because you don't feel the pressure.
Ukhuluma ngoba ubuzwa ubunzima.
You are not in the kitchen.
Awukho phakathi.
You are just being fed.
uyaphiwa
and fed
uphiwe
and fed
uphiwe
and so what happens there
okwenzakalayo
you start becoming proud
uyaqala uyayiqala
you start feeling like you know everything
uwanze ngathi wazi konke
you are no longer teachable anymore
awusafundiseki
you no longer have a teachable spirit
awusena thisho ukufundisana
now you disagree with the pastor
manje soqalulwa no
pastor is not always right
u pastor yazi njalo ngamanga
first and foremost nobody said he's always right even to start
okokuqala
but because you are
ngoba wena sokhukhumela
now you have the ability to point
usiyakwazi ukukhomba manje
and that's the problem that we get
inkinga esitholayo leyo
because people
abantu
are not growing
abakhuli
and are not becoming involved
and futhi abahlanganyile
but in this church
kodwa kuleli bandla
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ
ngegama lika Jesu Christ
you will grow
nizokhula
and you will become involved
and nizohlanganyela
in Jesus mighty name
ngegama lika Jesu
those of you are not saying amen I'm watching you carefully
amen ngibabhekile
somebody say amen
amen
turn your bible to the book of John chapter 4
vula ibhayibheli lakho ku Johane
from verse 32
John chapter 4 and verse 32 But he said to them I have food to eat of which you do not know Therefore his disciples said to one another Has anyone brought him anything to eat Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
My food is to do the will of him that sent me.
Ukudla kwami ukwenza intando yongithumileyo.
Not to sit down,
hayi ukuhlala,
but to do.
Ukwenza.
Is it in your Bible?
Kusencwadini yakho.
Let's read together. What verse is to do the will? What verse is that?
34.
Read 34. Let's read 34 together. Do you have your Bible?
Amen.
I'm going to count you in. 1, 2, 3, go. You see why you need to be a professional Christian. 1, 2, 3, go.
My foot.
To do. Someone say to do. To do. To do
ukwenza
not to sit
hayi ukuhlala
not to watch
hayi ukubuka
it is to do
ukwenza
you have to get involved
kumele uhlanganye
you have to participate
kumele ube khona
in the work of God
emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu
he said that is my meat meat here is something that helps you to grow
inyama la yona into ekusiza ukuthi ukhule
you see There are two things that make us grow.
Zimbili zitha zenza thina sikhule.
I went to university.
Ngaye university.
And I studied for 4 years.
Ngafunda iminyaka emine.
When I started working,
mangiqala ngisebenza.
They called me a green bean.
Babe ngibiza ubotshi sohlaza.
Meaning that I don't know anything.
Kusho ukuthi angazi lutho.
Huh? Huh? What's in Zamba? A green bean means that you don't know anything.
Ushukuthi awazi lutho.
What do you mean? I studied for 4 years.
Ushukuthini ngifunda iminyaka emine.
Doing assignments.
Ngenza zonke izinto.
Writing exams.
Ngibhala ama exams.
4-hour exams.
Ngibhala 4 hours.
And you are saying I don't know nothing.
Uzongitshela ukuthi angazi lutho.
And when I started doing the work,
mangiqala ngenza umsebenzi.
I realized that indeed I know nothing.
Ngabona ukuthi yaba ngempela ngazi lutho.
So theory is different to practicals. Until you get involved,
uze uhlanganyele.
You will never know that Jesus can save you.
Ngeke wazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu engakusiza.
Until you get involved,
andoba uhlanganyele.
You will never know that he is a healing Jesus.
Ngeke wazi ukuthi uyasindisa.
Until you get involved
and ukuba uhlanganyela
so getting involved
uhlanganyela
gives another level of growth
kunika elinya izinga lokukhula
that you cannot get
lelo ngokuthola
by just reading the Bible only
ngokufunda izwi kuphela
When you read the Bible only, it gives you a sense, a false sense of growing. It is only when you get involved then you realize the true reality. Listen to me, somebody. There is a growth that you cannot experience until you actively get involved. There are people who are just here, but they have never walked the walk. So the scripture you have read, you've never put it to practice to see if it really works. So you think you know, but you don't know. It's only when you step into it and you experience the feelings that you experience, when you realize that I really need to believe in God for certain things to work in my life, then you are growing.
Ukuba konke kusebenze.
In the last couple of months,
enyangeni eidlule,
I've come to the realization,
ngize ngabona,
that as a man of God,
ukuthi kunendoda kaNkulunkulu,
I can become bitter.
Ngingaba munyu.
I can despise the people that I'm called to.
Ngingathengisa abantu engibizelwe
bona. Can push your neighbor and say, neighbor, please don't close your eyes. Last warning. Last warning.
Ungacimezi.
Hallelujah. What was I saying? Yeah, I realized that I could become bitter.
Ngingaba munyu.
And start despising the same people I'm called to love.
Ngiqale futhi ngiphazamise bona labe ngibizelwe ukubathanda.
Because sometimes the people of God can shock you. I told you many years ago, I was accused of stealing 60,000 rand in the church. 60,000. I'm 1,960. Yeah. 60 of them, Mamrud. Did you see 60. It, maybe? I was shocked. The people I'm praying for. The people I'm teaching. The people I'm encouraging. The same one. Says the pastor stole 60,000.
And
you realize that. If you are not careful, you can start being bitter towards God's people. And so one time I was praying one morning. I said, Lord, help me to love your people. Help me to love them. Why do you think Jesus, when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing. It is until you get involved where someone will be trying to kill you,
and
you are saying, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Recently, someone was giving me a report and saying this and this is happening. And he said, they are going to die. I said, no, they're not going to die. I said, they don't know what they are doing. They don't know. So we pray for mercy. Someone say mercy. So you can't have a heart like that unless you get involved. One day, a certain man invited some some distinguished guests.
Do you
understand? He invited them for a dinner. And when it was time to eat, they were all sitting around the table. Do you understand? And so it was like all the food was in the middle of the table. And everybody would dish for themselves. Do you understand? And so as they were dishing, there was one piece of chicken left. And so as they began to eat, suddenly the electricity went off. And suddenly there was a sound. When the electricity came back on, one guy had tried to take the piece of chicken with his hand. And everybody else was trying to catch it with a fork. So instead of hitting the chicken, they hit his hand. Hey! You see, you'll never know how you behave until you are given the chance. You'll never know that you are a thief until you see somebody with 100 rand that is just...
And
when you look around, there's nobody. And only you can see the 100 rand. Are you gonna and keep quiet? Are you going to say, hey, imali yakho
iyawandona? You can't say your money is dropping down.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So certain things you'll only know when you get involved. The real you comes out when you get involved. When you get involved. Are you listening to me, somebody? So, what I want you to take home today
is
that becoming a shepherd is part of your growth. It's part of your development. When you are not getting involved in the house of God, you are stopping your development. Are you listening to me, somebody? You are stopping your growth. And remember what Jesus said. For when, for the time, you ought to be. In other words, he expects you that after a certain time, you grow. After a certain time,
you
never be proud that you've been a Christian for 15 years, but you've got nothing to show for it. No involvement. You need to grow. Become a teacher. Become a prayer warrior. Get involved. Become an usher. Join the praise and worship. Get involved. Don't be a chairperson. Don't be a what? A chairperson. Are you understanding me, somebody?
Amen.
If you have a child, you know, when my wife got pregnant, it never dawned on me that I'll be a father. Until when she was about 7 months, we went to the doctor and we did that thing on the, well, I forgot what they call, scan, whatever. And then the doctor was showing us that, do you see the legs? Do you see the hands? Do you see
the...
Then for the first time, I
was
like, ah, I'm going to be a father. And I started worrying. That, oh God, I wish all the legs are there. I wish all the hands are there. I wish the nose is there, the eyes are there. Everything, let it be perfect. Are you understanding?
Amen.
So when you are a parent, you want your child to go through all the stages of development. Let's say you give birth to a child. The child becomes 1 month old. 5 months. 1 year. And the child cannot sit by themselves. And after 2 years, the child is not even saying mama.
Mama.
Mama. After 2 years, are you going to be happy? Your heart will be broken. You'll be so sad. You'll be trying to go from doctor to doctor. After 5 years, your child cannot walk. Your child cannot go to
toilet.
After 10 years, will you be happy with such a situation? Now, do you think God is happy when His children that He has brought to the earth and paid such a price for them to be born again, and 2 years into their faith, same level. 5 years into their faith, same level. 20 years into their faith, same level. 30 years into their faith, same level. How do you think your God feels? How would you feel as a parent? And the Bible tells us that God is our Father, which means He's our parent. How is He feeling when you have decided to stop growing because you care? What are people going to say? I'm nervous.
Mina Pastor ngiyasaba.
What is your God feeling?
Unkulunkulu wakho uzwa kanjani?
What is your God thinking?
Unkulunkulu wakho ucabanga kanjani?
What is your God experiencing?
Uzwani.
When every time He comes to see you,
naso sonke isikhathi
uzobona
wena.
There's no change. No change. No change. No change. You go to church week after week, month after month, year after year. No change. No change. How is your God taking it? How is He feeling about it? He expects you to grow. Just like you. As a parent, you want your child to grow. When I was growing up, I'm closing. My father used to do homework with me. And when we sit down on the table, there was always a belt also on the table. That's how we used to do homework. A belt will also be in the table. When my head is not the belt will help me to think correctly. Why? Because there's an expectation. You want your child to do well. Now that I've started doing homework with my child, every now and then when I see the head is not catching correctly, I collect the belt. And I don't know, somehow the head starts not thinking correctly when they see the belt. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. We do all these things because we want our children to do well. So your God also wants you to do well. In the Lord. In the Lord. In the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the things that has said to me is when people start doing well in life and they forget they are God. Makes me extremely sad. It's like they outgrow God. May that never be the case in our church. You love God in every stage of your life. You know, our Oma here,
Mama Oma,
when our church is doing outreach, she's one of the elders, people in our church. She'll be there walking. Inviting you to our church. At her age. We're inviting you to our church. One time, I said to Mom Ruth, hey, Mom Ruth, I'm worried, man. Oma is getting a bit older. I don't want her to, you know, to stress and whatever. And Mom Ruth said, I'll leave her. She's serving her God. I said, okay. We're inviting you to our church. We're inviting you to our church. Get involved. Get involved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Last week, I told you about the different Bible study groups we have, isn't it? And the ministries we have. After church, I asked the people, did anybody come and say, ask for your numbers? And only one person said, no, Pastor, only one person came.
So,
after I preach like that, get involved. Join a Bible study group. Join a ministry. Do something in the house of God. Hallelujah. Can I hear a louder
amen?
Get involved. Until you get involved, there's a level of growth you will never experience. You will never know God in a certain way. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. Even if you're an employee, you are working. You're doing a very big job. You can still get involved. In the house of God. Get involved. Hey, Pastor, I'm tired. It's okay. Come get tired in the house of God. Get involved. Do something. Do something. Pastor, I'm a student.
Baba,
I'm writing exams.
Ngibhala ama exam.
Thank you, but also get involved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Get involved, get involved. It's not enough for you to sit and go home. You come sit and go home. You come sit and go home. It's not enough. Get involved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. So becoming a shepherd, you must understand that being a shepherd is a natural stage of development. Amen. Let's all rise to our feet. As we are closing, read for me again 2 Timothy chapter 1. I think it's verse 7.
Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear.
God has not given us a spirit of fear. What has He given us?
But of power,
uh-huh.
And of love,
uh-huh.
And of a sound mind.
And of a sound mind. Some of you will say, hey, Pastor, but I'm afraid.
Baba,
Pastor, I'm nervous.
Baba,
God has not given you a spirit of fear. Come and join whatever group. We need you. Your God needs you. We need somebody like you to get involved. Hallelujah. And you see, in our church, it's mostly ladies. If you are a brother, you are a man, we need you times two. We need you to get involved in the house of God. To get involved in the work of God. God is calling you.
uNkulunkulu uyakubiza
to get involved
ukuba uhlanganyele.
It's enough becoming just a chairperson only.
Akwanele ukuba
ube. Some of you standing here, you are preachers.
Abanye benu bamlaba ngabavangeli.
Some of you standing here, you are so evangelical.
Ayashumayela.
That if only you can get involved.
Ukuthi nje mawungahlanganyela.
Suddenly we win so many souls for Christ.
Ngathola imphefumulo emningi kuNkosi.
So many.
Abaningi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we are not a perfect church.
Asilona ibandla.
We are a growing church.
Esikhulayo.
We are trying to correct our mistakes all the time.
Ukulungisa inkinga ngaso sonke isikhathi.
And every now and then,
ngaso sonke isikhathi,
as we are working together,
sisasebenza.
We step on each other's feet.
Siyaxobana.
And many of us,
abaningi bethu,
because I've stepped on your foot,
ngoba ngoxobile,
you don't want to get involved anymore.
Awusafuna ukuhlanganyela futhi.
It's not about you, it's not about me.
Hayi ukuthi ngawe oringa.
It's about our God whom we are serving.
Inkosi yethu sisebenzelana.
If we are stepping on each other's feet, sorry.
Uma sixobene unyawo ngiyaxolisa.
Siyaxolisa. But let's continue.
Asiqhubekeke.
Let's keep serving our God.
Asisebenzele uNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There should be no reason in this earth.
Angabikho sizathu.
Why we don't get involved.
Ingani ungahlanganyeli.
In the work of God.
Emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu.
Any excuse that comes to our mind.
Ngokuyisaba.
We must overcome it.
Kumele sidlule khona.
Let's get involved.
Siqhubeke.
Pastor, I stay far.
Baba ngihlala kude.
Thank you. I used to walk 15 kilometers to church.
Ngihamba amakhilomitha ayi 15.
15 kilometers.
Asambe.
Used to walk.
Woza.
Going to church.
Siyasontweni.
To be an usher.
Siyoba uusher.
After walking for 15 kilometers.
Sesihambile amakhilomitha ayi 15.
When my pastor we praying for people.
Pastor sibathandazela.
Ngikhathele
nginjalo.
But I'll be catching them.
Kodwa ngizobaba.
Putting them nicely.
Ngibabeke kahle.
So that he can minister the spirit.
Kodwa ngizokwazi ukwenza umoya. Ukuba usebenze.
Without complaining. Without anybody knowing.
Ngaphandle kokubalabala.
Get involved, get
hlanganyela.
Pastor, but I'm so young.
Baba mina ngimncane nje.
Joseph was 17 years old when God called him.
Eminyaka ye 17
and David was around 15 years old.
David wayena 15.
When God called him.
uNkulunkulu embiza.
Nobody has an excuse.
Akekho nezaba.
Nobody has an excuse.
Akekho abanezaba.
We must get involved.
Kumele sihlanganyele.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Shayisandla ushayele uJesu.
Ask a neighbor, will you get involved?
Buzo makhelwane uzohlanganyela na.
What are they saying?
Bathi.
I want you to pray for yourself.
Ngifuna uzithandazele.
And when you pray,
mawuthandaze.
Think of yourself as a child.
Sicabange usewumntwana.
That belongs to God.
Oh belonga kuNkulunkulu.
And God expects you
lapho uNkulunkulu elindele
to be going from stage to stage of development.
Zigaba nezigaba zokukhula.
Ask him.
Sicelele.
That Lord,
thani Nkosi,
help me to grow.
Ngisiza ukuba ngikhule.
And continue to grow.
Ngiqhubeke ngikhule.
Some of us here,
abanye bethu lapha,
we've got legitimate reasons.
Sina lokho izathu enkulu.
Why we cannot get involved.
Ingane singahlanganyeli.
But I want you to ask your God.
Kodwa ngifuna ucela iNkosi yakho.
Help me Lord.
Ngisize Nkosi.
Because I want to serve you.
Ngoba ngifuna ukusebenza.
I want to work with you.
Ngifuna ukusebenza nawe.
I want to do your work.
Ngifuna ukwenza umsebenzi wakho.
Open your mouth and talk to your God.
Ngoba umlomo wakho ukhulume neNkosi yakho.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.